صلى الله عليه وسلم، صلى الله عليه وسلم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another episode of The Remarkable One. When we say the remarkable one, we only refer to undoubtedly one individual, and even only one individual comes to our mind: Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi azza wa jal. Within these episodes, we shall be speaking about the specialities, the khasa'is of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such attributes which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam distinctively, uniquely possessed. Attributes exclusive to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Now, my dear viewers, as usual, we begin by listening to a virtue of sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It has been stated that he who recites salawat upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam 10 times, then he shall be granted 10 rewards, 10 of his sins shall be forgiven, and his rank shall be elevated by 10. The rank of that person who recites the Durood Sharif, his rank shall be elevated by 10. But if he was making a regular habit to send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, let's read the Durood Sharif together. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Now, my dear viewers, open the channel, we're speaking about the specialities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we recite, he is such an individual that when we recite the Durood Sharif upon him, when we recite salawat upon him, then our rank is elevated. Imagine the rank, imagine the status of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. That individual who is known as Imam al-Anbiya. He is known as Sayyidul Anbiya. He is the leader of the prophets. There were approximately 124,000 prophets. Approximately 124,000. And from amongst those, again, approximately round about 313 messengers. From amongst all of those, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was the leader of them all. Now, and this is one of the, you know, it's also beautiful, isn't it? That I say from amongst those, Rasulullah. Now, there were many Rasuls of Allah. We just said there were 313, but when I'm just to use this word generally, when I'm to say Rasulullah, then our mind goes to one prophet. Yes, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was also Rasulullah. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was also Rasulullah. So many prophets, they were Rasulullah. But when I say Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, then our mind turns to one individual, the Messenger, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasalam. So yes, this was his title. He was the leader, he was the Imam of all of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was his status. He has such a status, in fact, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot truly understand the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, who has raised for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his remembrance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised his remembrance. And subhanAllah, it said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that, and this is mentioned in Ash-Shifa Sharif, and also the Zurqani, the Sharh and the explanation of Al-Mawahib al-Ladunya. It has been stated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Atani Jibreel, that the great angel, the archangel has written, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, came to me. Faqal, and he said to me, that Inna Rabbaka yaqulu atadri kayfa rafa'tu laka dhikrak. He says that Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to me, and he says to me, that your Lord says to you, your Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you know how? Do you know how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised for you your remembrance? Qultu Allahu alam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wished to hear it from Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam himself. He says that Allah ta'ala knows best. And then Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِيَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have raised your remembrance in such a way that whenever I am remembered, you are remembered. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is remembered, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is remembered. This is the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wherever the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned, the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also mentioned. Whenever we mention the name of Allah, most of the time, nearly every time, whenever we, as soon as we began, we said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. First, we praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then sent salawat upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated, Ja'altu dhikraka dhikri, that I have made your remembrance my remembrance. By remembering Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's as if you remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Qadi Ayyad rahimahullah ta'ala states that whoever performed the zikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is his status. That whosoever performs or who mentions Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then on the day of judgment, when he shall open his book of deeds, it shall be written that he has done the remembrance, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the status of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And then, you know, it's said on Hazrat Abdul Razak radiallahu ta'ala anhu in his Musannaf, Hazrat Abdul Razak radiallahu anhu was a teacher of Hazrat Imam Bukhari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In his Musannaf, he has compiled the Ahadith Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He mentions in the first chapter, the Book of Iman, he mentions quite a long Hadith Sharif about the nur of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that كُنْتُ نَبِيًّا وَآدَمَ بَيْنَ الْمَاءِ وَالطِّينِ. I was a prophet at that time when Hazrat Adam alayhi wa sallam was yet between water and soil. This is when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a prophet. Meaning, and he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى قَدْ خَلَقَ قَبْلَ الْأَشْيَاءِ نُورَ نَبِيَّكَ مِن نُورِهِ. That first Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created the nur of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then from the nur, and it's mentioned in this hadith, is that from the nur of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the lights of everybody else was created, the lights of the east and the west was created. Everything was created from the nur of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. This is the status of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen him. He had chosen him, and he had given him perfection, he had given him the best of everything. And from this is mentioned, and in the glorious Quran it has been stated, وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْعَزِيزِ الرَّحِيمِ الَّذِي يَرَاكَ حِينَ تَقُومِ وَتَقَلُّبَكَ فِي السَّاجِدِينَ. And the translation of Kanz al-Iman, and rely upon him who is mighty, who is the mighty, the merciful, who sees you when you stand and your movements among those who offer prayer. Now within this is mentioned تَقَلُّبَكَ فِي السَّاجِدِينَ. And about this and your movements amongst those who offer prayer, it's said that this refers to, by Sajideen, it refers to the mu'mineen, the believers. Meaning how you have moved, you know, within the believers. What does this mean? Hazrat Abu Nu'aym mentioned from Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He states that what this refers to was how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had been transferred through the generations from one generation to another generation, from one womb to another womb, from one individual to another individual, up until his mother had given him birth, Hazrat Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself explains, An Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma qal, Sa'altu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that I asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, faqultu, I said, Bi abi anta wa ummi, may my parents, my mother and my father, may they be ransom for you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aina kunt, that Ya Rasulullah, where were you? Wa adamu fil jannah, when Hazrat Adam alayhi sallam was in Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fatabassama. So Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, he smiles, Allahu Akbar. Hatta badat nawajizuhu, up until his, the inside of his teeth, until they became clear. This is the wide smile, Allahu Akbar, of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. Thumma qal, and then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Inni kuntu fi sulbihi, that I am in his offspring, I was within him. Wa habata ila al-ard, when Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu salam came down to the earth. Wa ana fi sulbihi, I was in his, of his, from his offspring, you can say. Wa rakibtu safina, and I also boarded the ship. Fi sulbi Abi Nuh, in the sulb, in the offspring of my father, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu salam. وَقُذِفْتُ فِي النَّارِ, and I was thrown into the fire. فِي صُلْبِ أَبِي إِبْرَاهِيمِ, in the, you could say the back of Hazrat Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام. My parents had never ever committed a sin. لَمْ يَلْتَقِي أَبَوَايَ, my parents, mother and father, had never committed a wrongdoing. لَمْ يَزِلِ اللَّهُ يَنْقُلُنِي, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continued to transfer me, مِنَ الْأَصْلَابِ طَيِّبَةِ إِلَى الْأَرْحَامِ طَاهِرَةِ, from beautiful, pure offspring to pure wombs. And it said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لا تتشعب شعبتان إلا كنت في خيرهما, that to any two offsprings, there was not two branches to them. Meaning when a person, he has many children, there were not any branches, any children, except that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was brought in the best of all of them, each and every single one of them. And it said that Ibn al-Kalbi says, كتبت للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم 500 أم, that I have written 500 mothers for Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, meaning mother, grandmother, great grandmother, to continue 500, which Ibn Kalbi states, he says 500 of those. فما وجدت فيهن سفاحا وَلَا شَيْئًا مِمَّا كَانَ عَلَيْهِ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ, and I have never ever found within them any sort of wrongdoing, any sort of sin, any wrongdoing from what was even amongst the people in the time of Jahiliyyah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had been granted the greatest, his lineage, his generation, his lineage is the most noble, the greatest of them all. And Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam states, he says that I have turned over, I have searched, I have analyzed the east and the west, I have searched, and I have never found anybody to be greater than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And he says that again, I have turned over the east and the west, and I have never found a family who is greater than that of the Banu Hashim, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And it has been stated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been given such a status, you know, even amongst the prophets we said he was a leader, he was the imam. Even amongst the prophets he was the imam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even before this world, this realm of creation, in the previous realm you can say, in the alam al-arwah, the alam, meaning the realm of the arwah, of the souls, when it was only the souls gathered together, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made them pledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made them make a promise. And even amongst them were all the prophets who had made this promise, that we shall accept, that Ya Allah, you are our Rabb. Bala. You know, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, am I not your Rabb? They say, yes, Bala, of course, Ya Allah, you are our Rabb. Our Rabb, our Lord, Ya Allah, you are our Creator. And part of this covenant was their belief, the acceptance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for the prophets, that they testify, even during their time, that the Messenger Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to come. The rank, the status of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. To be honest, this is not something which, whatever we say, it has no effect. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is already, you can say, he's already the greatest, no doubt about it. And alhamdulillah, by us mentioning him, it only increases us in our rank. It only increases us in our ranks. And even in the hereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shall be given that great rank known as the Maqami Mahmood. Within the Quran is mentioned, also within the Ahadith Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It has been mentioned that an Adam ibn Ali qala sami'tu ibn Umar. He says, I heard Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu say, inna nasa. And this is in Sahih Bukhari, that indeed the people, yasiruna yawm al-qiyamah juthan, that they shall all be brought, they shall all be, the nations, they will all be brought to their knees. And every one of them will be behind their own prophets. All of them, they'll all be following their own prophets. Yaquluna ya fulanu ishfa. And they'll ask people to intercede. حَتَّى تَنْتَهِيَ الشَّفَاعَةُ إِلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ فَذَلِكَ يَوْمَ يَبْعَثُهُ اللَّهُ الْمَقَامُ الْمَحْمُودُ. Up until there's nobody else to ask, they shall go to Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam on the Day of Judgment. They shall go to Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam will say, nafsi, nafsi. You know, he'll say, go to somebody else. Go to Hazrat Ibrahim. They shall go to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He shall say, go to Hazrat Musa, go to Hazrat Isa, you know, go to Hazrat Nuh. And from all the prophets, they'll go to one prophet to another prophet. And then Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, when they come to him, Hazrat Isa will say, go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And then we'll all go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And it's said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam will go into sajda. And then a voice shall be heard, Ya Muhammad, that O Muhammad, O the most praised, irfa' ra'sak, raise your head. Waqul, say whatever you say, yusma' lak, it shall be heard. Wasal tu'ta, ask whatever you ask for, it shall be granted. Washfa' tushaffa', and intercede, your intercession shall be accepted. And he shall say, Rabbi, Rabbi, Ummati. Ummati, he shall cry for his ummah. He shall intercede. Intercession will be exclusive to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At that time, only Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will intercede for everybody. And this, the scholar state, is Maqami Mahmood. This is that day where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has granted him what maqam, what status? The Maqami Mahmood, my dear viewers. When only Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam shall intercede. And similarly, even when this is the day of judgment, but even subsequent to the day of judgment, when the time is for the Muslims to enter Jannah and the sinners and the rest of the people who may enter the fire of hell, may Allah Ta'ala protect us from the fire of hell and grant us Jannah. But even then Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will not stop up until all of his ummatis have entered Jannah. And he said that the intercession will be of various amounts. You know, some people will be going to hell because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever he wishes to forgive, he forgives. Whoever he wishes to punish, that's up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some people who are destined for hell, who are to go to hell, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for some people he will alleviate, will be made easier for them. They wouldn't be given such a harsh punishment as to what they were deserving. And for some people, they'll be taken out of the fire of hell. Some people will be given a higher place in paradise by the shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the status Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even when we enter Jannah, our drink, our water, our food will be from the gift, from the blessings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been granted the well of Kawthar. And it's said about this well of Kawthar that it's square and that one of its sides is like from Makkah to Sana'a, which is like the size of a country, isn't it? It's huge, my dear viewers. That's one of its sides. And all of the rivers, they shall all be taken from there. These are all given to Rasulullah ﷺ, they are his. So even in Jannah, if we are to drink, if we are to take anything, even the food, it is by blessing of Rasulullah ﷺ wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madinah Channel, this is the rank, the status given to the Messenger of Allah ﷺ wa ala alihi wa sallam. Now, doubtedly, there are many specialities of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are just some of those. He was the greatest. He had the greatest of lineages. He had the greatest of ranks. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to speak to him, he wouldn't address him as Ya Muhammad. You know, the word Muhammad is only mentioned 4 times within the glorious Quran. But he addresses them, Ya Ayyu al-Muddassir. You know, he addresses him in such beautiful, beautiful ways. This was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who has been granted everything. Within Surah Al-Duha, there's a verse: "Wala sawfa yu'tika rabbuka fatarda." That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall give you so much that you shall become pleased. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "I'll only be pleased when all of my ummatis are in Jannah." And this is what shall be granted to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The true status of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we can only understand. You know, we truly will understand on the Day of Judgment, my dear viewers, who Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is. May Allah Ta'ala grant us more love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the ability to learn more about the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wasallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم